Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. I hope everyone's got the new year started off right and had the opportunity to get out and spend some time in the outdoors. You know, I'm on the porch of my cabin and I've been giving some thought to a topic that's it's been on my mind a few years, and that's helicopter hog hunting here in Texas. I know a lot of you have read that read about the helicopter hunts, how the pilot gets permitted and the shooter with the state. And actually, in essence, most of this is outfitters that charge maybe $1,500, $1,800 for a few hours up in the air shooting hogs. I did a newspaper column, I guess, a couple of years ago, not bashing the idea of shooting hogs from a helicopter, but I brought to the forefront some of the things that could go awry there. There's a lot of things that can go wrong if you think about it. And some things have gone wrong in a county down in Texas, in Hill County, last year. A court case is now pending against the pilot and his mechanic, who was the shooter. This particular helicopter got on an area that they had no legal right to be on. It wasn't a permitted area. It flew over a person's house, and a few hundred yards from the house, they spotted some hogs, and they opened up, killed several hogs. Well, the owner, actually the lady and husband that where this happened down in Hill County, Texas, the lady called me. She'd read my newspaper article, and she said, "Luke, you know, you were on track. I can't believe this happened." It scared those folks to death. The gentleman was, I think, 80, and I'm sure the lady was up in years, scared them to death. He was out on the farm somewhere when this helicopter zoomed by and saw some hogs on their property and opened up. Well, they got the FAA involved. They got the Parks and Wildlife game wardens involved, and there is a court case later this month coming up down in Hill County, Texas. The pilot was arrested about a year ago over this and charged and arrested for what he was doing. So, I've had helicopters fly right over me on a little piece of 250 acres that I've got leased near my house. I live adjacent to a 12,000 acre. The land that I have leased is adjacent 12,000 acre cattle ranch where they hunt hogs with helicopters exclusively. Now, if you think about it, if the helicopters were to stay within the property lines and shoot hogs only on that property, that, you know, I could condone that. I don't really like the idea because I think the helicopters just push hogs off of one property onto another. Granted, they do kill a few, but I think for every client that they have up in the air that's paying them $1,500, $1,800 to go shoot these hogs, they need to have one man on the ground to do PR and visit with the property owners and say, "Hey, we're going to be on your property at a certain time." This case that's coming up down in Hill County later this month is one. The same pilot, I understand, has problems over in another county where something very similar must have taken place. But I have witnessed the helicopters that were on a big cattle ranch. I've had them come over our place, and I know they're running hogs off this thick cover onto the next area over, the next track. So, you know, you see this on TV, it looks like it's a lot of excitement, and I'm sure it is. But it needs to be regulated here in Texas much more than what it is. The pilots more or less have just kind of got free range to go where they want to. Legally, they have to stay on a track of land, but I don't think they've ever been on the ground to know where the property lines are. Folks, we're about out of time for today's show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Do remember catfishradio.com. There you can listen to Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance and myself talk a lot more hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.